Okay, let's get into Perek Yud of Sefer Nehemiah. Perek Yud, this is the third Perek that has to do with the gathering and the tshuva movement that takes place, which if you remember is a machlokas. According to Rashi, this was all found in the letter. So this gathering really took place much earlier, a couple of decades earlier. According to other mefarshim, that no, it's taking place right now. But either way, these three prakam are a unit, and then the next perek we get back to fixing up the walls, as we'll see. U'bechal zos, there's a continuation through everything they've been through, and they said in the last perek that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped them. So this perek says that they were Kori's bris, they made a special new covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the names are signed, and they agree to do the whole Torah, and they agree to do specific mitzvos like Shabbos and no intermarriage and Shemitah and giving money to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing carbon eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash and giving Trumas and Maestras. All of that they're going to do based on the new covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Perek, right? The listing of the new covenant that they made. So says the Perek, U'bechal zos. Through all this, even though we've had difficulties and we've had tzaras and we've been bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to leave us and we did tshuva, anachnu karsim amana. We are making a new covenant amana, a true covenant amana from the word amen, a truthful covenant that we're all ready to do. What's the word? Kores, to cut, right? That when you make a covenant, it's cut. So that's what Rashi tells us. As we know, back in Brachos, when they used to make a covenant, they used to cut. They used to cut an animal in half and walk in between. Rashi quotes that in Parshas Lech Lecha on the Bris Bein HaBasar in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yud, Vayivater Osam Batavech, Chalak Kol Echad L'Shnei Chalakim. Hashem was being kores, he was making a treaty to guard his, keep his promise, to give his children the land. The Dera Korsi Bris is to split an animal, and to walk between its halves. As it says later on, he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyo. Interesting, Rashi says Lahalon. Afkan Tanur Ashon Velapid Eish Asher Avar Bein Agzarim. The fire that went, Hushlucha Shel Shechina Shehu Eish. That was Hashem, so to speak, going through, and Avram walked through, and that was the covenant. What's the message of splitting it in half? So that we mentioned in the past, the beautiful Sefer HaYikarim, all the way at the end of his Sefer, in Maimer Dalet, Perek Mem Hei, right? There are only four Mamarim in the Sefer HaYikarim, and only 50, there are 51 Prakim in Mamar Revi. So in 45, Perek Mem Hei, he talks about this idea. What's the idea of cutting something in half and walking to? Says the Sefer HaYikarim of Yosef Albo, Kedei Likshar Ladave Ko'ava Bineyem, to strengthen the love between the two halves. Ashi Yushneyem Ki'ilu Heim Guf Echad, to emphasize that the two halves are really one body. The two parties that are connecting in the bris are really one unit. And what's the best way to show that? If you walk between two halves of a unit, to show that you're really two halves. The Yishvar Kalachan Mamas Chaviro Kishmira So Azatsmo. Lefichach, Hayukarsin Balchai Lashayim, they cut an animal, because what else is a unit? What, a table? That's an artificial unit. Right? You have to take a natural unit. You could take a tree, but you also take an animal. You cut a Balchai Lashayim, but over in Beit Abasarim Haim Laos, Ki Kemosh Shnei Abasarim Haim Haim Hayuguf Echad, Be Balchai, Hahu Bi Yosochai, it was one, Vayakal Chelek Meyem Margish Bitzar Chavero, and each half was felt the tsar of his friend, Ad, Shekasher Hayamagia Cholio Nezek, Becheluk Echad, if one of them would feel sick, Hayachavero Margish Becholio Nezekahu, his friend would also feel, Velo Hifrid Beit Shnei Elo Chalakim Rakamavis, what's the difference between these two? Only death. So he says that's the idea of a bris ben of a sermon. That's what a krisas bris is. That's what it says here. Anachnu korsim amana v'kosvin va'al hachasum sarenu levienu kohanenu. And on the signatures, who signed? The officers, the levim, the kohanim, all the great people. Va'al hachasumim, and on the chasumim, or al hachasum. There is a fascinating medrash. What does it mean, al hachasum? On what was signed. What does it mean, on what was signed? So the Medrash, it's in two places. I'll read it from the Medrash Tanchuma. In Parshas Vayechi, Amar Abishua ben Levi, Shloshe Dvarim Gazru Bezon Shalmata, three times Bezon Shalmata did something, and Bezon Shalmala was maskim. So one was in the times of Esther and Mordechai, one was in the times of Yeshua, and one was in the times of Ezra. What happens? They made this covenant. And what does it say? Asu amdu v'gazru alatzman shiyu ma'asrin. They said, we're going to be ma'asar. We're going to do all these mitzvahs. And it quotes the pasuk from our parak. Ma'asu, and what they do, kasvu b'sefer v'chasmu oso, they signed it, v'nasnu oso b'heichal. That they put it into the heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. L'machar nichrasu umatsu oso chasum. They came in, they went in the next day, and they got it, they saw it was signed. what was signed on it. Maybe Hashem Hashem, maybe the word MS. We don't know. But minayin shekach, ksiv, ubechal zos, anachnu karsim amana, v'kosim v'al hachasum, mikad sheizkam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imahem. That's what the Medrash says in the Medrash Tanchuma, right here. It's to make it official also. They signed it. They didn't just say, okay, this is what we're going to do. They wanted to sign it and make it official. Interesting, they list off now all of the people that were there. And this one other line, Rabbi Schwab, it's worth it to buy the Sefer just for this line. Rabbi Schwab said this was a declaration of dependence. Many other nations, he says, have a declaration of independence. But this was, the Jewish nation have, a declaration of dependence, swearing their faith and allegiance to the Torah. Good, so that's what happens, and here comes the list. Here comes a list of names. There's a question of whether there are 83 names, 84. The Malbim assumes there are 83 names. What's the 83? He says, Kenega, the 70 members of the Sanhedrin, and 13 officers that the Rambam lists in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that were in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, that were in charge of the different offices. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Mumana Kohen Acher, Yiel a Kohen Gadol, Kamoa Mishnah Lamelech, Voanikra Skan, Voanikra Mamune, besides the Kohen Gadol, there's the Skan, Voanmanin Katikolin, Lios Liskan, Kamoa Skan, the Kohen Gadol, an assistant to the assistant, Umimanin Amar Kolin, at least 7, Umanin Gizbarin, at least 3, goes through all of them. So the Malbim says, do the list, there's 13. So 70 and 13 is 83. Rav Schwab assumes based on a medrash that there's really 84. Okay, depending how you break up all the names. But either way they sign, Valach Hasumitz, here we go, who signed on it? Nechemia Hatir Shasa. Nechemia, the one who was mutter to drink, as we've said before, Hitir Shasa. Ben Chakalia, Bitsidkia, Sraya, Azaria, Yermia, Pashkar, Maria, Malki, goes through all the different names. Interesting that Ezra is not on the list. Ezra is not on the list. Why isn't Ezra on the list? Rabbi Schwab suggests one of two points. Number one, maybe, again, as he said last time, maybe he left the public eye, just like he's done. He's very old. He's over 100. He left. Right after he read from the Torah, as we learned, he left. Or maybe this was a shvua to Ezra. Ezra was, so to speak, the representative of Torah Shebaal Peh. He was the Baal HaMasorah. So they were swearing to Hashem, but Ezra was the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. As the obligi, says Rav Schwab, the one who receives the promise, Ezra would not have signed the document. This is similar to a promissory note, which is signed only by the obliger and not by the obligi. Okay, so that's Rav Schwab, important ha'ara. So it lists off all of these people. We're not going to read all of them. And we continue on the next page. And later on in the Psukim, and all the people, besides the Chosha people that were signed, the Kohanim, the Levim, the officers, and all the rest of Am Yisrael were there. Those who separated themselves from the Ami Haaretz, maybe the Gerim, El Taraso Elokim, or maybe it just means those Jews who started keeping the Torah. Nesheim b'neim b'naseim, kol yodeim maven. Anyone who understood. Machzikim alachem, they were machazik, their brothers who signed it. Ubaim ba'ala u'bishvua, even with an oath. Lalechas b'taras elokim, to follow the Torah, even though we're about to list off specific mitzvos, but it was a shvua to follow the entire Torah. Does this shvua mean anything? Don't we already have a shvua? Didn't we all swear at Har Sinai, what's called Mushba v'omid me'Har Sinai? So what worth is this shvua anyway? So that's a question the Gemara asks, Nedarim Daf Ches. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Gidol Marav, minayin shenishboyin l'kayim as a mitzvah. You can't make a shvua to violate a mitzvah, that or an aveira, that's not binding. That's Mushba v'yomim me'Har Sinai. But the Gemara says, how do I know that I'm allowed to swear to be mekayim a mitzvah and it will be effective? Shneemar, nishbati, David HaMelech says, nishbati va'akayema, I swear to fulfill lishmar mishpatei tzedekecha. Right, so you could do that. Follow Mushba v'yomim me'Har Sinai, be ready Mushba v'yomim. Remember the Gemara Nida, that we all make a shvua on our way out, that we should be a tzaddik. So we're Mushba already, so how could a shvua be chalav a shvua? Elo ha'kamashmalan, d'shari le'le'inish le'zeruzei nafshei. A person can make a shvua to be mizaris himself. The Ran here says, tov v'hagun. Tov v'haga, to be mizaris oneself. The Rush says, and it's not called a dvar levatala. It's not called a shem Hashem levatala. So that's the Rush says here. V'lo havi maskar shem shrayin levatala im nishpa b'shem v'im nishpa b'lo shem nam yisaka da'at ha'asr k'dei shlo yizragel adem b'shvuas v'yavi lishava gamal dvaram acherim. Either way, a person can. Shari lizeruze nafshe, and that's what they were doing here. They were being mizaris themselves in order to keep the Torah. Asher nidra b'yad Moshe eved alakim, that was given to Moshe, v'lishmar v'laso, says, kol mitzvos Hashem Adoneinu, to do all the mitzvos of Hashem Adoneinu, mishpatav v'chukav. Interesting lashon, Hashem Adoneinu. Hashem Elokeinu is usual, more common. What's Hashem Adoneinu? The Netziv says in Parshas Mishpatim, Adon always symbolizes Hashem in charge. Adon, he's the master. He's in charge of Teva. He's in control. Right? When is that word used? The Netziv point picks this up and picks up on this in Perach of Gimel. In Shmos, Pasik, Yud, Zayin, Shalosh, Pamim, Bashana, three times a year, Yeira'eh, Kol Zechorcha, every male has to do Alila Regal, El Pnei, Ha'adon, Hashem. So why is Hashem called Adon in that context? Says the Netziv, Lo Niskar Kinoi Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shem Adon, Zulas Kanu B'Parshas Kisisa. Also in the Parshas HaMoedim. Why? Because the Torah tells you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash, V'yim Kein HaHechrech La'azov Es Beiso V'Kol HaSher Lo, Yevachiv to leave everything, V'Leilich Le'Rose, and to go be seen, V'Udavar Kashu Mufag, it's hard. Everybody knows that you are going to leave your house, right? Remember the Medrash that I said there was some guy in there waiting for the Jew to go, and what happened? There were Malachim that came and pretended and dressed up, so to speak, as the people who live there. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected. So he's the Adon Dafka by Alila Regel. He's in charge, so maybe that's what they recognize here. They call him Hashem Adoneinu. We're going to do all the mitzvahs, even those that require, so to speak, risking, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon, we recognize that. And what are some of the mitzvahs specifically? Vashalo nitein binoseinu lame'aretz. No more intermarriage. Vesbinoseinu lo nikach levaneinu. V'yame ha'aretz ha'meviyim es ha'makachos. V'kol ha'shever. And all those ame ha'aretz that bring merchandise to sell b'yom ha'shabbos limkar. We're not going to be involved. No business on Shabbos. Yom Kodesh here, Rashi says, is Yantif. Shabbos and Yantif, no business. Even though it might not be Daraisa, you might not be violating anything Daraisa, it doesn't matter. This is what we're accepting to do. They accept it to do. It might be Daraisa, it might not be Daraisa, right? The particular Losa says might not be Daraisa, but the Ramban already tells us in Parshas Emor that creating a Shabbos environment is part of the mitzvahs asei of Shabbason. And included in that are some of the derabbanans that the Rabbanan instituted. It's a kiyum of Shabbason. Right, that's the Medrash. The Medrash in the Mechilta sounds like the Shvusim are Daraisa. So that sounds like the Ramban quotes the Mechilta. So what does that mean? Right? Yisuri Drabanan Shvusim are the ones the Rabbanan made up. Yochal av cholosha moed yasam shim shvus? Tamalomar? No. Not cholamoid. Avalonis baraliza, says the Ramban. Shim tomar shu asmachta, matam shiomer, balashanaze, ki shvus bilashonom nomar laolam, al shodevrayim. Shvus always means the Rabbanan. Vechi talking lomar, dvarim shayin, asurim shim shvus, shodevrayim, minayin. She asurim and akasuv. How could you use the lashon of minayin if you're talking about something that's mishum shvus? So the Ramban says, venir alisha medrish hazeb, lomar. Shenit stavinu mina Torah, liosano menucha biyantif, afilu midvarim shayin malacha. So we are commanded on from Minat Torah, not a low sasei, but we're commanded from the Torah to create a day of menucha, even from things that are not per se malachas. Lo she yitzrach kol hayom, limdod hatvuos, velishkol aperos, vamatanos, ulamale chavios, ulafanos hakelim. To schlep, to sell, to buy, to weigh. V'gamo avanim, ibayis labayis, v'makom lamakom, v'mhaisa yirmu kefas choma, v'tani carrying issue, v'avyayin, v'anavim, v'tainim, v'kol mazev yabiyantiv. V'yashuk male lakol, mekach u'memkar, v'tiyachanus psucha, v'achen v'ni makif, v'sholchanam al sholchanam, hazehuvim lefnehem. It's regular day, v'yapolim ashkim ala malachto, nu maskirin atzman kachol udvarm eilu, v'chutro yamatovim eilu, v'afilu ha'shabes atzma, shebechol ze ein ba mishum malacha. That's what the Torah says, Shabbason. She yom shvisu menucha lo yom torach, v'zeh pirish tov v'yafeh. This is a pirish tov v'yafa. I think the Ritva also in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis calls this a pearl. Well, it's a pearl, but maybe that's what's going on here, right? They said we're not doing it. It's not per se a malacha, but it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos, so anybody who comes to sell us stuff, we're not in. And then what else? V'nitoshes Hashanah Hashvius. And also Shemitah. We're not going to work the land in Shemitah. V'nitosh, we'll let a life fallow. U'masha kol yad, and any loan. Shemitah's k'safim. We won't accept the loans, right? Why is this also? So Rashi already tells us. Rashi in Vayikra tells us. This was one of the sins of the Churban. One of the reasons of the Churban was they didn't observe Shemitah. That's why 70 years of Galus, because they say if you do the calculations, there were 70 Shemitahs. Rashi quotes us in Bechukosai. Chav Vav Lamed Hei. Shivim Shana Shal Galus Bavel. Hei Ma Yu Keneged Shivim Shnos HaShemitah VeYovel. Sharei Shayu B'Shanim. Sheikh Isu Yisrael Ba'artzom Lefnei HaMakom. 70, and the Rashi goes through the math. How do you get to 70? 70 times 10, 7, 490. How do you get, but you have to include the Yovels, but that's the Shemitah. And that's why here, the Dafka doing it to make sure that they do it. There is a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Was there Yovel during this time period of Mikdasheni, Bayasheni? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, and that could impact whether there's Shemitah, because maybe there's only Shemitah Daraisa when there's Yovel, when Rov B'nai Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that's another suggestion the Malbim talks about, even if it wasn't mandatory based on Torah law, they were accepting to do it because they felt this is what they had to do. And again, all the symbolism of the mitzvah of Shemitah goes along with everything that we've said about Emunah and about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and about social conscience, that everybody should be equal. A lot of messages from keeping Shabbos and keeping Shemitah and Shemitah's Ksafim as well, the messages. The Ha'amadnu Aleinu Mitzvos. And we also were Ma'amid. We created Mitzvos. L'aseis Aleinu Shlishas HaShekel. Bashana, to give a third of a shekel. La'avodas Beis Elokeinu. What is that? Rashi says, and the Eben Ezra says, I'm sorry, beside the regular Machzor HaShekel, is to give a Shlishas HaShekel. Some say the Shlishas is inflation related, and that's why it's only a Shlishas HaShekel, but Pashas is that it's no stuff, as the Eben Ezra says. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us that this is a remez that one should give that amount to Tzedakah. Says the Gemara right here, Amar of Asi, La'olam al Yimna Adam Atzmo Milaseis, Shlishas HaShekel Bashana. At least Tzedakah, Shneamar ve'emanu alinu mitzvos laseis alinu shlishas HaShekel Bashana, La'avodas Beis Elokeinu. La'avodas Beis Elokeinu, right? That's going to what's Tzedakah. V'yavah Gav says, Tosfos, Tahaykra Gabi Beis Elokeinu Ksiv, Tahayno Bedek HaBayis, Koshekein Tzedakah. Surely so. If you have to give that much to Bedek HaBayis, surely you have to give that much to Tzedakah. Why Dafka? A third of a shekel? If you look at the Ben Yehoyada, he says, right, there are three amudim that the world is built on. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So they're called, B'lashon Chachamim, called Tzom and Mamon, as we know, Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah. So a third of a shekel symbolizes one of the three amudim, and that is the Chesed Amud. Right? Many mitzvahs are mentioned here, not Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not on the list, as we've learned. Vayitzaku, a couple of prakim ago, they locked up the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah, even though that was one of the major causes of Churban Bayis Rishon. That's not one of the Kabbalahs here, because that wasn't prevalent anymore. What else they do? They say they're going to give a third to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo lechem amareches, for the lechem apanim, u'minchas atamid, u'la olas atamid, ha'shabasos, ha'chadashim, for all the karbanos, la'moadim, v'la'kadshim, v'la'chatos, l'chapra al-Yisrael, v'kol maleches Beis Elokeinu. For everything that was needed. And what else? Agorolos, they set up goros. Hipalnu al-korban ha'etzim. Right? They didn't have as much wood as they used to have, so they set up a goros. Right? Remember the Mishnayos in Tainus, that special families were given the privilege because they came back. Hakonim Levim Ba'am, but everybody here was split up. Lavi Lebeis Elokeinu, Lebeis Avoseinu, Litim Muzumanim, specific times. There's even a Karbana Eitzim, special Karbana Eitzim, that there was a Yantif on those days. Levar Al Mizbach Hashem Elokeinu, to burn on the Mizbeach, Kakasuv Batorah. What else? Ulahavias Bikurian Maseinu, Bikurim. We have listed here a number of the mitzvot hatulias ba'aretz. Okay, this relates to the machlokas in Chazal, machlokas Tanoim, Amoraim, Rishonim, Poskim, whether kitchel ashaita v'kitchel asa lavo or lo kitchel asa lavo. When Bnei Yisrael went into Golus, Bavel, did the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael lapse? So if it did lapse, so then they're accepting here to do mitzvahs voluntarily. If it did not lapse, then it's meikar adin. Again, there might be some expansions. It says here, Bikure kol pri kol ha'etz. Bikurim are only from the Shivas Aminim. So what does it mean here, kol ha'etz? All of the Shivas Aminim? Or Rashi says, it's addition. They're going to bring Bikurim even from more than just the Shivas Aminim. That's Becharas Banenu Bemteinu Kachzavatar and all the Bechor, all the firstborn mitzvahs. That's Bechorei Bekarenu Besonenu. Lahavi lebeis elokeinu lakonim. I'm sure it's mes reishis arisos seinu and this of chala and shruma. Navi lakonim alishkos beis elokeinu. We're going to bring it to the base of Migdash. Umaser almaseinu v'chulu. We're going to bring it all. Interesting. Why they bring it all to the base of Migdash? There are konim lelavim all over. The point is, Rav Schwab explains that at this time there was a shortage. Shortage of konim, shortage of lelavim. So people didn't want to just go to the base of Migdash. They wouldn't be able to make a livelihood. So they wanted to stock the base of Migdash. So all konim lelavim that were working in the base of Migdash, they would have everything they needed. So Dafka, Chumas, and Maestros were brought directly there so that it could support those Kohanim Levim that were there. Also, the Malbim says maybe Pasuk Lamates is alluding to the Knas that the Levim will find because they didn't come up. So Ezra would find them with Maaser Rishon going to the Kohanim too, or only Kohanim Ben Aaronim Alavim Ba'asar Halavim. The Malbim says maybe he's alluding to that. We discussed it back in Ezra, in Sefer Ezra. And one other point, the Netziv notes that we have to be Mechat, he had to give us Chizuk that we should give Trumas and Maaseris. So it could be that the Netziv writes this in Parshas Korach, Yud Ches Chav Gimel, that it says a number of times in the Torah, give them the matanos because they have no nachla amongst you. Give them the matanos. But the Netziv suggests that during Bayis Sheni, they didn't separate into Shvatim. So even the Levim had nachlas. So you might have thought that there's no mitzvah Trumas and Maaseris. Shouldn't have to give Maaser Rishon Levim, so that's his chizuk. That's his chizuk, and that's what the pasuk says there, that the Netziv is commenting on, Chukas Olam Udarosechem. It's forever, don't think that this is a mitzvah that doesn't apply forever. But either way, this is the great Shuvah movement at the time. Again, either it was earlier, or it was done now in the times of Nehemiah, and then in the next couple of prakim, we'll be getting back to the earlier discussions of Perek Zion about who lived in Yerushalayim and the rebuilding of the city. Okay, we will stop here.